Welcome to episode 87 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. Greetings, everyone. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I'm going to talk about, well, rule number 10 of The Walking Leader, catch them in the act of doing something good. And we're going to have a new addition or a new leadership in the news. So let's get started. Rule number 10 of The Walking Leader is catch them in the act of doing something good. That's it. You know, when you're out there walking around, why not? What is wrong with people doing something good? I mean, they're always out there doing their work. They're out there doing a job. Some people are out there not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But for the most part, they are taking care of business. Then there's going to be those few that are out there doing something good above and beyond. So remember that. People are always out there doing something good. And be careful. And I'll give you a couple of little caveats there and just something to remember and to go with. Okay, so you're out there, you're walking in a company floor, you're going to other departments aside from regular, normal, everyday to business, but you're doing your walking leader routine. You're out there walking around, getting to know everybody, getting to see how they do their jobs. Well, remember, you're out there, you're not their supervisor, you're not the person that's in charge of them. You are a supervisor or you're a leader or you're a manager in another department, but when you're out there, you know, go out there with the intent of catching people doing something good. Sure, there's some organizations, and unfortunately, I've been part of one organization that there was a time in their sordid history that everybody was guilty, everybody was bad, and nobody was good. Nobody was doing anything good. And that's terrible. That's not a good way to live. That's not a good way to, well, to lead people. Especially when a leader comes in that's supposed to quote-unquote clean house, but yet to that individual, everybody is bad, no one is good. So that's not really leadership. That's not really being a leader because, again, you come in with those preconceived ideas and preconceived notions, and what have you got? Nothing, because you've got nothing to work with. But once you get your boots on the ground, you're out there walking around, you're going to see that there's going to be good people. And when you see them doing good, going above and beyond, either dealing with a customer or dealing with their coworkers or dealing with a problem, hey, report the good stuff. Report the good stuff to their supervisors. Let them know, hey, look, I was walking around and this happened, and your staff, your employee, your department, everyone or one individual did this awesome thing. Share it with others. Let them know that, hey, you're watching them and you recognize that it's good. It's good. But on the same note, or on the opposite side of the same coin, there we go, do not, never, never, do not overlook the bad stuff. See, it's the ones that are doing bad that are going to be a little bit easier to spot because they want to remain in the shadows. They don't want to get caught. They're going to get questioned, and they don't want to answer truthfully. They don't want to spill the beans, per se. Be careful. They're out there. But don't ignore them. You know, engage with them, ask them what's going on, get a better feel for what is happening and what their responses are. It's when they start, well, circumventing, when they start passing the buck, when they start, you know, moving, deflecting, whatever, then there's going to be some problems. And don't hesitate to report them. Who knows? You know, your observation alone might just be what is needed to move that individual either to another location or basically off the property. Because again, if some of the bad stuff that's going on, and usually when it's bad, it's going to be something that's going to impact the organization on a grand scale. It's going to be something that's going to give the organization a black eye in a PR sense. And most definitely, it's going to create dissent, and it's going to be bad for morale. So be careful, be on the lookout for the good stuff, but when you see the bad stuff, do not hesitate to report it. Please don't hesitate to report it. Now, there are a couple of things to avoid at all costs. And it's just a couple, but they're huge. And in the sense of you as a leader, you as being the walking leader, you as going out there and dealing and interacting with others in the organization. Avoid the temptation of going out looking only for the bad stuff. Now, like I said earlier, there's some organizations that was kind of what was going on. That's kind of an organization I work for. That's kind of what was the deal, quote unquote, the deal. That's what they were doing. Why? Because there were problems, and the problems were top down. But this leader was brought in and says, no, they're bottom up. They have to be bottom up. And, well, let's just say that individual didn't last long with the organization. But that individual went out there, was tempted, and went out there with the intention of looking for only the bad stuff. And when you do that, when you give in to that temptation, well, it breaks down the trust and it creates a climate of avoidance. People will go out of their way to avoid you. People will shun or hide away from you, thus breaking down your authenticity and your credibility. Because if people don't want to deal with you because all you're looking for is the bad stuff, you know, there you go. What can you say? Now, also, when you go out there, avoid the temptation of going out there looking only for the good stuff. See, because when you do that, that creates tunnel vision and your authenticity is put to the test. It truly is. Because again, if you're only looking for good stuff and seeing who's out there doing the stuff that's above and beyond, and not recognizing the day-to-day good stuff. Because yes, I understand. Well, it's their job. They're supposed to do that. I understand that. But by the same token, if they're doing their job and they're doing it right and there's no problems, guess what? They're doing a good job, and that's the good stuff. So folks, go out there looking, catch them in the act of doing something good. And when you see them doing something good, report it to their supervisor, share it with others. But again, do not overlook the bad stuff. And again, you'll know when the bad stuff is, and do not hesitate to report it. Now, let's move on. Leadership in the news. This segment here kind of talks a little bit about, well, if you've heard the other past couple of several segments, I talk about what's relevant in the news today as I record this. And today, as I record this, is February 13, 2017. It's a Monday. And at the end of the last week, Friday, news slowly started creeping out. And it wasn't until Saturday that it really, really hit home. The nation lost a great leader. The passing of retired United States Army Lieutenant General Hal Moore. Now, if you're not too sure who General Hal Moore is, then you probably didn't serve in the military, in the Army, it's more specific. And that's okay. That's okay. I'll let you know and why. Why I'm talking about him. There we go. Well, like most great leaders, he's a graduate of West Point. Retired Lieutenant General Hal Moore graduated. He was the first class after the end of World War II. He graduated on June 5th, 1945. So he never got to see any action in World War II. He did see action in Korea and Vietnam. And hopefully that's starting to shape in. But let's paint a better picture here. In popular culture, Hal Moore is most remembered from the book he co-wrote titled We Were Soldiers Once and Young. Then that book was adapted into a major motion picture with Mel Gibson playing the role of then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. Now, in the story, it talks about Hal Moore's or Colonel Moore's actions during the Battle of I Drang during the Vietnam War. It was one of the first battles that involved main U.S. forces, full-time regular army forces in Vietnam. And this is from Hal Moore's entry in Wikipedia. Beginning on November 14, 1965, Lieutenant Colonel Moore led the 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry of the 3rd Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division, Air Mobile, in a week-long battle of I Drang. Encircled by enemy soldiers with no clear landing zone that would allow him to leave, Moore managed to persevere despite being significantly outnumbered by North Vietnamese army forces that would go on to defeat the 2nd Battalion, 7th Cavalry, only 2.5 miles away the next day. Moore's dictum that, quote, "there is always one more thing that you can do to increase your odds of success," end quote, and the courage of his entire command are credited with this outcome. Blonde hair Moore, known as quote-unquote yellow hair to his troops at the Battle of Idrang, and as a tongue-in-cheek homage referencing to the legendary General George Armstrong Custer, who commanded as a lieutenant colonel the same 7th Cavalry Regiment at the Battle of Little Bighorn just under a century before. So interesting. Now, Moore was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his extraordinary heroism at Idrang. And the Battle of Idrang, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, of the Idrang Valley, Moore was promoted to full colonel, that's the full bird colonel, and took over command of the Gary Owen, or the 3rd Brigade, the Gary Owen Brigade. Gary Owen's an old Irish song that the 7th Cavalry took on as their motto, their song, their fight song. Now, through all of this, this is just one small snippet. He did other things. He tested parachute systems, brand new, untried, untested parachutes. He'd go up there and jump out of planes, and, well, he made it. So I guess the tests were a success. He went on to teach at West Point, and I'll talk about that in a minute. He went to NATO. He served in NATO. He served at the Pentagon. He served all over. But several years before joining the 1st Cavalry Division, Hal Moore began studying the battles between the French Army forces and the Viet Minh at Dien Bien Phu in Vietnam. He took special interest in learning from history so as not to repeat it. And if you've watched the movie, We Were Soldiers, in it he references how in certain situations the French were attacked by the Viet Minh forces. And it kind of came to be that that's the way they were operating. So he kind of was prepared. And that kind of helped. That really did help with getting out of there alive. Now, his preparedness helped in fighting the battle and getting out, thus avoiding a repeat of the history of the 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry in a loss. See, that would have definitely not been a good thing. A repeat loss of the 7th Cavalry kind of like what General Custer met his fate there at the Battle of Little Bighorn. Additionally, as I said, Moore had numerous assignments and taught many future leaders before facing combat himself. He not only studied the past, but he passed it along to future leaders, such as Stormin Norman, if you recall that from the Gulf War, General H. Norman Schwarzkopf. He was a student. General Schwarzkopf was a student of Hal Moore. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. The stories of General Moore's life, military life, are legendary, and most of them are true, but again, in the military, you hear these stories, and you know what is true, and you know what's just legend, and at some point, the legend becomes greater than the story, so it becomes the truth. But there are things here in legend, and especially of Hal Moore, that it's hard to believe anything else. One, he was a true believer that his men came first. He's even quoted a saying before heading to combat that his will be the first boot on the ground and the last one to leave the battlefield. And at that battle, in that Battle of Idrang, he was true to his word. He was true to his word. So here we have a leader that really cares about his soldiers, about his men, about his troops, about the people that follow him. And he would go out and say, and go out on a limb, and his actions would speak louder than his words, because he wasn't afraid, because again, he had the best training, he had self-confidence, he believed in himself, and he believed in the men, the other leaders underneath him, to be able to suitably, satisfactorily, above and beyond, train the men around them to ensure that if they fell, it's because they fell fighting, not because they were running away. No. So Colonel Moore, now, well, he passed away, but now General Moore, there we go. He lived a military life that a lot of us looked up to. Became a hero to many, many that he never met, he never led. But again, as I said, the stuff of legends, and that's what made Hal Moore great. The book was awesome, the movie was great, but his life was even better. Because again, this leader of men pulled no punches when it came to being the man he said he was, to being the leader that he was, to saying, hey, look, my actions are nothing. My words are even less. But when it came to his men, everything, that's what was on top. And so, folks, that's what I'm getting at, and I'm getting a little emotional here. But what I want to say about Hal Moore is he was my hero. He was a hero to many soldiers. And if you ever get a chance, check out the book. We Were Soldiers Once and Young. He co-wrote that with Joe Galloway. Joe Galloway was a reporter, photographer that was assigned to him on that fateful week in Vietnam. And check it out. Read it if you can. I'll put a link to it on the page, on the podcast page, on the show notes. Other than that, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. So we mourn the loss of a great leader. We thank our God for allowing us and giving us this man to be in our, be part of this nation and be part of everything that it had gone through during that time. But above all, giving us a leader that even now he's gone and beyond. His legacy lives on because, again, his actions were louder than his words, but his men and the care for his men was even greater. Wow. Well, that's leadership in the news. Rest in peace, General Hal Moore. You may be gone, but you're never going to be forgotten. Well, folks, I need to wrap this up. What do you think about what I just talked about the go out there looking for something good and the passing of a great leader, Hal Moore? If you have any questions about this podcast, this episode, or the entire Walking Leader series, please do not hesitate. Email me those questions at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, all one word. And on that note, that about wraps it up for the 87th episode of the Walking Leader podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, ex-infantry, former active duty infantry, because you're never ex-infantry. You can't take that away. Your former active duty infantryman, business entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, and Great to Follow. Folks, I invite you to pick up your copy of The Walking Leader or Great to Follow or both at Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble in digital and paperback form. It's up to you. Pick it up. Or if you want a signed copy, it's here on the website, DaveGuerra.com, and it'll be on the, just look it up there on my books, and it'll show you how to get a signed copy. Listen, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you for taking and listening, taking this time to listen. And again, we're here, wow, almost 18 minutes, 19 minutes. So let's wrap it up real quick. Again, thanks again. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Remember to step it up and get out there, because in 2017, that is the only way to be the walking leader. And especially to be a leader that is great to follow. I'm Dave Guerra. Until next time.